What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels here, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast.
Hey, guys, and I'm JJ.
Hey, and I'm Kat. Yeah. Previously, Kat has been talking about how she's on TikTok a lot, and we have found another lovely guest to interview today. Her name is Kelsey. Kelsey, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Kelsey Davies. I'm a YouTuber as well as a TikToker, and I really enjoy all the haunted stuff. I go to the most haunted locations in the world. I've been doing it for about 2 years, and I just started TikTok, and my TikTok's been blowing up because I bought a haunted doll, and she's actually a kind spirit, so we like to do a lot of TikToks together, and she likes to show people that she's here in a way. So that's why a lot of people like watching them, and I record myself when I sleep and see what she does and all that good stuff. So it's pretty crazy. She's definitely a lot, very active.
Okay, I just want to rewind for a second. Kat, did you introduce yourself in third person a few minutes ago?
Yeah, I was like, I'm Kat, and Kat also likes TikTok. I don't know.
It's our new thing.
Is this what you guys do in your house now? You just walk around and JJ says, I'm JJ, and I would like...
And we don't like budget it.
Sorry, guys.
I have a lot of questions right off the bat.
Super excited about this, though.
So excited. You said your doll, Lola, is that right?
Yeah.
It likes to make TikTok videos with you. I'm assuming there's some kind of communication that you have with the doll.
Yes.
Explain how that works.
So I have a pendulum. She actually came with it. She came with a bag of... it has lavender in it, a white bowl, a pendulum. I think that was it. And then I use the pendulum, and she likes to move it for yes, like a certain way for yes, certain way for no, and maybe. So I use that to talk to her. But I actually just got dowsing rods today, and she likes using those too. And I've also used spirit boxes with her. So she likes communicating through all three of those ways.
And what are dowsing rods and spirit boxes? Ooh.
So dowsing rods, they were actually used back in the day to find water sources and stuff. And they're two rods that you hold made of copper. And basically spirits, people found out that spirits like to use them to communicate. So I would have her move them a certain way for yes, a certain way for no. She could point to objects, point to directions she wants to go and whatnot. So it's kind of like she could live through me, like, I don't know, just like moving the copper around. And then the spirit box, there's like a couple apps I use on my phone that actually work. I was very skeptical at first, but they work really well. They say my name sometimes. They say Lola's name. So basically the app, they use the spirit's voices. Like, so there's a voice box on the app, and they manipulate the voices in the app to make out words. So it'll be a bunch of different voices, like a man's voice, a woman's voice. Lola likes to pick this like little kid voice that she uses. So I know that it's her. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. I'm not really sure how it all works, honestly. I'm still learning.
So, Kelsey, I saw on one of your YouTube videos that you got Lola off of eBay. Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
So, do you know anything about the individual that sells those haunted dolls? I'm guessing that has to be an interesting way to make money.
Yeah, a little bit. So, I believe that she did have a collection of haunted dolls, like old dolls, I think, in general. And a few of them happened to be haunted, and she would use the pendulum and other sources to find out why the dolls are haunted and whatnot, because they would do things in her house. And she just wanted to sell some of them because she had a lot of them and was hoping to sell some of them so that they could go to a new caretaker. I don't want to say owner, a new caretaker for them to communicate with and have more attention, because Lola likes a lot of attention. She likes to be babied. She likes to be carried or dressed, taken care of and everything. So I guess she just wanted to sell her to someone who would take good care of her.
It sounds like a adopting a pet kind of story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Family for my doll.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, she's a lot, kind of, honestly. Like, when I'm sleeping, she'll knock her bag with the pendulum that she came with. She'll knock it off the shelf if I don't say goodnight to her, because she wants me to talk to her and stuff. So she does like weird things.
Would you be able to give us like kind of a demonstration on how she talks to you?
Yeah, I could use the dowsing rods.
Okay.
Should I use that? Okay, I'll go.
That would be awesome.
I'll grab those.
Kelsey is off camera, so she can't correct me if I'm wrong right now.
She's literally...
Oh, okay, great. But if I'm not mistaken, so like the original usage of dowsing rods to find water has something to do with, I guess, like when they're over an underwater source of water, they'll like point downwards. And I don't know if that has something to do with magnetism or...
I'm not sure, but I know that it's like easier for spirits to use their energy to move these too because they move easily. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like using these right now because I just got them today, actually, because people like on TikTok, people are very skeptical. You know, they think I move the pendulum and stuff.
JJ.
So this way I could be really still and not moving any of them a certain way. So I told her to move them crisscross for yes and outwards for no.
And Kelsey, we usually ask our guests, and I'm thinking I probably know the answer to this question, but we usually ask them to kind of figure out where they are on the supernatural scale belief. 0 meaning ghosts aren't real, 10 meaning they're absolutely real. Where do you kind of fall on that scale?
I was a 0 at first. Now I'm absolutely a 10 just because, yeah. I mean, I have a doll in my house and I really know she's haunted because of everything that's happened. Like,
yeah, for sure. It's quite the ghost glow up to go from 0 to 10 though. So that's impressive.
Yeah. I've had a lot of things.
I may have missed this part, but when you were getting her on eBay, was she described as like a haunted doll?
Yeah, she was. Okay. Yeah. They said haunted doll on and they had a little story about her thing, why she's haunted and everything.
And how long until like you started seeing things from her?
The first day I got her, like right away. She was a little upset with me. So she showed me that she was upset because I didn't ask for permission to record. So she deleted my, like I was trying to record her on my phone. She deleted my footage on my phone and stopped the recording. You could watch, like, I don't know if my friend was recording or not, but you see it like stop the recording, swipe to photo. Like by itself without me touching it. And then I go and it's deleted. And the same thing happened to the girl I was with. Like a couple nights later, we did it again with Lola. Happened to her. My friend Maddie came over to take care of my cats when I was on vacation. She tried to record Lola. Her footage got deleted.
What?
Like, and then I met up with a fan the other day and she was doing the same thing, recording Lola and deleted.
Well, Noah, you better hold on to this recording. It might get deleted.
I will say, I mean, like not to sound like creepy or whatever, but okay, audience. So originally Kelsey did not have Lola in the video when we started. We're on Zoom. That's what we record on. And before that, there was no like skipping of audio or video or anything. And since Lola has been sitting on the bed, there's been a slight delay and tick to the recording. Now, you know, make of that what you will. I can already see the wheels turning in JJ's brain back there on his Zoom. But yeah, I mean, it's just something I noticed. And I believe some of that you were describing, was that in the YouTube video, I bought a haunted doll off eBay? I think I remember seeing some of that.
Yeah, that was when my footage got deleted. And then later we went rando nodding. And sometimes I feel like, so I didn't bring Lola rando nodding, but I feel like her spirit attaches to me when I go places. Like, so that she can go with me without bringing a doll, because she's not the doll, you know, she's just a spirit attached to the doll. And I really have had experiences where I felt like she's with me. And then the recording on Mackie's phone for rando nodding, like that's on video in that YouTube video.
So what kind of questions do you typically ask her? Like what kind of call and response? I mean, is it just anything, or do you have kind of a specific line of question you go down, or?
Basically, people just want me to ask her, like, I don't know. The other day, this video got 3 million views yesterday, and I asked her if she knew Annabelle, the really possessed haunted doll. So people like asking that, and she's like, no, of course she doesn't.
She's like, yeah, we're on like, like thank God. Facebook.
I know, like, what? Like, no, I don't know her.
Oh, can I ask Lola a question?
Yeah.
Lola, do you like living in Kelsey's house?
Okay, I'll ask. I have my dowsing rods. Okay. Lola, cross for yes and open for no. Do you like living in my house? That's a cross. Wow, she said yes.
Oh, yeah, for our listeners.
listeners. We're all like...
As we all sit in silence. Like.
Wait, so cross was for yes?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, fuck, she's like, no. Like, no.
Yeah, so when they open away from each other, that's for no.
They just catch on fire and just drop them to the ground.
How heavy are those rods?
They're pretty heavy, honestly. Like... They're copper, so they're not like super light, like wind couldn't move them, you know?
Right.
Like, of course, I'll shake a little bit. I have to balance them. But mm-hmm. once they're still, like, it's hard to move them unless the spirit, like, you know, moves them.
Wow. Oh, my. I can just imagine all the TikTok comments, like, show us your hands and your elbows.
Yeah, they want to see all my fingers. Like, they're like, oh, the fan was on. I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, trying to show them.
So Kelsey, you've been and like done a lot of stuff in the supernatural field. Like if you look in your social media or like YouTube, you can just see all kind of like cool, crazy experiences. What was the absolute very first thing that kind of put you on this journey into the supernatural field?
Well, I didn't really do supernatural stuff until I watched Oh My Gosh T. I don't know if you know who that is. He's a YouTuber. He goes to all these haunted places and I would binge watch him. I was like, wow, this guy like goes all these places. This is so cool. So I decided to try it by myself. And I went, the first time I ever went ghost hunting was in San Juan Capistrano, and it's a really haunted town. That's the first time I ever went. I was really skeptical of ghosts. But that night, I swear I caught like a figure on camera, like walking through this little arch in this mission. It's the old mission where like 40 people died in there. And after that, I just started going more and more places and believing more and more because I kept getting things like happen to me. Like it's crazy.
Also, how did you like purposely get 66,000.6 subscribers on YouTube? I don't think I've ever seen somebody with 666.
Do I have that right now?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
So crazy.
That's creepy, actually. Wait, I gotta see that. I didn't even know that. I checked it this morning. It was like 66.2. Are you serious?
Yep.
What the heck? Oh, it is.
You have to screenshot that.
Wait, dude, how do you even get 0.6 followers?
No, it's 6,000 or 600, okay. I guess.
So right? 66,600. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. 66. Okay. I was like, what?
Oh, people are commenting. You have 666 subs. Oh, that's creepy.
So with like some of these haunted things you've caught on camera in your videos, I'm guessing like you saw that or like you saw these entities or apparitions in real time. What has that been like to see? Because I mean, a lot of people like JJ, you know, are listening to this podcast right now. They're kind of on the fence about supernatural. Yeah. Is this real? Is it fake? What are these people doing? And they've never seen anything and they may never see anything because they're so thirsty for ghosts. Isn't that right, JJ?
Right. You can't be thirsty for ghosts is what I've learned in this podcast.
All of us.
They'll never reveal themselves to you if you're thirsty for it.
In addition to that question, can you describe like some of the things that Lola has shown you for our listeners?
Okay, yeah. So my first time seeing one on the Queen Mary, there was this, I like remember it so distinctly. I walked by this room and the lights were on in the room and there was this old lady sitting in a chair. She had like a black gown on with white bonnet thing. And she was just sitting there. And then I would go back to the room because I wanted to see if I could get in there because I was like, oh, maybe I could go in there. I try to open the door and I look in the room, like the door's locked. I look in the window, the lady's gone. The chair's still pulled out. And that was the only door to get in that room. There were no other doors that you could possibly exit out of. So I literally in the room, the whole room, you could see it's a tiny room. She's gone. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I was like, what did I just see? It was just weird.
This is Queen Mary. That's in the one in Savannah. I feel like I missed something.
No. Okay. So the Queen Mary in Long Beach.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a big haunted ship. That's also a hotel.
All those movies like My Girl and all the other, there's so many where you just like, they scan past a living room and there's just like an old lady rocking in a rocking chair.
In My Girl?
That was in My Girl?
Do you guys remember? She's like curled up with her grandma in the rocking chair. I swear this is part of my
life. I remember any ghost in my girl.
It's like the Mandela effect.
Grandma.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I gotta watch it.
Also, Kat, for our audience, have you watched The Sixth Sense yet? Or is that clock still ticking?
No, I still haven't watched it. I know. I just get scared. I will. I'll watch it.
And so, yeah, I think you had asked, what are some things Lola has done? Is that right, Kat?
Yeah. Sorry, that's a drastic change in topic.
Just things like in general or like...
Yeah, like that you've captured maybe on video or recordings or...
Okay. Yeah, I did record me sleeping and... That video blew up too because Lola moves and like, I don't know, my cat was standing in front of her, but my cat was not like tugging on her or anything. And she moves a little bit and then my cat turns around, like what the heck just happened, starts sniffing her. Mm-hmm. And then in the video too, my arm, like, I don't know if I moved weird in my sleep or was doing exotic dancing or something in my dream. My arm went up really slow, like something was like pulling it up and then it just went down. In the video, like people commented, they're like, maybe Lola was trying to make you more comfortable so you didn't hurt your arm, or was trying to hold your hand, like that's what people said.
Or she was pretending you were the doll and she was the
right. She was the what's it called, string master,
like the marionette or whatever.
Yeah. So that happened. That was weird. I think she protects me, honestly, because, like, I don't know. There was one time I was driving in the car. I don't know if this could be, like, my guardian angel. I don't really know. But we were in the car, and she wasn't with me. But I almost hit a car in front of me. I didn't see it because I looked down at my, like, maps. And my steering wheel turned as if, like, something turned it to get out of the way of the car. It was really weird. And that was like right after I got Lola. So I don't know. I like to think she like protects me.
Yeah, I need a doll protector spirit.
Especially for driving in Atlanta.
Especially for driving, yes.
Yeah, I'm in California, so California drivers are nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you have Lola for that.
I know.
Does anyone else live with you that's like experienced anything from her?
My mom hates it. She don't like paranormal stuff. But my mom, she was laying in her room and she heard like a cat in her room or something weird. And my cats, I have two cats. They stay in my room at night. I like lock the door so they don't go, you know, they destroy stuff. So I was just in my bed with my cats and my mom comes in at like 1 a.m. She's like, are your cats out? I was like, no, they're in my room. Why? She's like, I heard like a cat in my room. It was really weird. And then she walks away and shuts the door all scared. So I don't know. She had a weird experience in the room. And then when I went over to my sister's house, her house is not haunted at all. I went over there. This is why I think Lola follows me too. And we were all sitting at the table and we hear this really loud thump upstairs. And they've never experienced anything paranormal in their house. It was only when I was there. And we were all like, what was that? Like everyone was like really scared. They're like, did you bring Lola with you on accident or something? So stuff like that.
Do you ever get worried that like it could turn on you?
I mean, I've had her be mad at me and it wasn't like horrible. It's not like she scratches me or anything. It's like, I don't know. What did she do the other day? Oh yeah. She turned on my TV. I don't know if she was just trying to like get my attention because I haven't been able to find a TV remote for months. It's under my bed somewhere. I have no idea. But I was sitting here where I am right now. My TV is right up above me and you have to get up there to turn it on. Like you have to press the button and it just turned on. And that was the night that I forgot why she was mad at me that time. I think I got makeup on her dress, on the doll's dress, because I was doing a TikTok with makeup and I accidentally got it on her. And then the TV turned on. So I don't know if she was trying to like be like, hey, wash my dress. Like,
right. Well, Noah, do you have any questions for Lola?
Sure. Let's ask Lola. Well, I guess it has to be yes or no, right? So.
Yeah. Well, I know like a lot about her, but
okay.
Just a general question, probably yes or no.
What if you asked her like a super historical thing that happened in the past? that if she gets it wrong, then we'll know that she's, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't really know much about
history. I'm not very good at history, so yeah, I don't know.
No, could you ask Lola if she was married in her previous life?
Yeah, she was only 18, so I mean,
oh, really?
In some states. Lola, were you married in your past life?
So we're watching the bars. They're starting to spread, it looks like.
Yeah, they're definitely going outwards.
What era?
Yeah, that's a no.
What era was Lola originally from?
She was born in the 1900s and died in 1919 of the Spanish flu. So she was here during another pandemic.
Very topical.
How are you aware of her past life?
So the previous caretaker, she did a lot of like readings with Lola. I believe she talked to some psychics about her to learn. Like, I think she did Ouija boards and stuff like that just to learn more about Lola. And that's how she found all that out. It's just, she asked her all these questions. And then I've had a few psychics come to me and tell me things about her too. So, I mean, and it all like kind of goes with her story. So, I mean, I definitely believe it.
Do you ever get really scared having all these very personal interactions with the supernatural?
If it's like, if I'm out somewhere like in the woods or something, and I don't know, something loud happens or I hear something coming for me, like I have a really bad anxiety disorder on top of it.
And so, this is what you choose to do is like your spare time?
I'm like, I'm on medication, I'm fine. And then I go there and I'm like freaking out.
Aren't
like,
we all at this point?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So, yeah, I get like scared if it's like they're like trying to scare me, you know. I definitely get scared. But
well, you mentioned
like, Lola, I don't.
You mentioned that the not speaker box, but the what is it called? The ghost box, the app you use on your phone?
The Necrophonic app.
So I saw some videos, and I think it was actually that one I bought a haunted doll off eBay. When you guys are outside of that building, you're using that app on your phone. Is that something that you can use in your house, or do you have to only use that at like haunted locations?
You could use it in your house. Like, I mean, there are voices that will come through repeatedly because those are the voices they use for the voice box for them to manipulate. So it'll be like a weird moaning noise and stuff like that. They'll be like, oh, like weird stuff like that. But you can use it in your house. I mean, you could definitely have spirits in your neighborhood. Like, I feel like there's spirits everywhere.
Have you used that at your home to communicate with Lola?
Yeah, I have. I do that on TikTok.
Could we do that and see if we can hear her voice?
Yeah.
Also, feel free to tell us to fuck off if we're asking for too much.
No, I like this stuff. This is entertaining for me. Yeah. I'm not doing much today. It's better doing it with someone than by myself, because I'm always doing it by myself. It's all scary. Can you guys hear it?
Oh, God. I thought that was...
That's her voice.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I'm done.
Right, I'll start it. And then if you guys have questions, I'll just ask her, I guess. Awesome. I said Kelsey straight off the bat. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Weird.
Wait, play. Is there a way to play it again?
No. Hi. Lola, can you come through?
Hey, Lola.
Are you mad I didn't ask your permission to put you on video? It's never been this silent before.
Is the thought that this app is like picking up frequencies around you and it's filtering it through your phone, I guess? Is that?
Yeah, because the phone has like a certain amount of energy that spirits can manipulate, something like that. Oh, that's the voice Lola likes to use, a little
the
squeaky
girl
voice. Yeah, I heard hey or something.
When you downloaded this app, I'm just trying to think ethically. I mean, is it possible that like information, the app being able to access information from your phone could, you know, like just figure out that your name is Kelsey and is like programmed to kind of use that information to be more convincing?
I mean, maybe, but it's also had a lot of things come through at locations I've been to that it's like you wouldn't know they're haunted unless word of mouth. So it's like, I didn't text them, be like, this location is haunted because, you know, so right. It's like places I've been and things that have come through have made sense there. And I really don't think it could have gotten it from my phone from that. Yeah. I thought that too, honestly, when I first used it. I was like, oh, it's just an app. It probably doesn't work, but yeah. I don't know.
So when you use this app, what questions are you typically asking her? Or like, do you prefer this one over the dowsing rods?
Well, other spirits come through using this app too. Like, cause there's spirits in my neighborhood that come through, like they all are so attracted to it. They're like, oh, someone's trying to talk to us. They come through and like, you hear them in there. They're like, move over. Like, I want to talk first. Like they like fight over it. Mm-hmm. So I like using the dowsing rod just cause it's general and it's just like Lola instead right. of all them. Hey, I'm here. Like they're all trying to get your attention.
Right. And I have to ask, in the video I noticed, did you figure out if it was pendulum or pendulum?
It's pendulum. There's so many words I can't pronounce. There was one person and his name was, oh my God, I can't say, wait, Ruben Rodriguez. And I could not say it. Like, could not say it. I was recording and I had to cut out the entire, like, it was like probably 5 minutes of me not being able to say Ruben Rodriguez.
Well, we'll try not to give you too many tongue twisters.
Supposedly, I used to say supposedly, so people would make fun of me for that. So it's like all these words I can't say, I guess. I don't know.
So out of all the spaces you're on the online, you know, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, where should people go to get the most out of the content you put online?
I would say YouTube, but I mean, TikTok, if you want more content, like a lot more, then I would go there. But if you want 20 minute video, whereas TikTok is a 1 minute, you know, then definitely go to my YouTube channel to get more out of it. And you could get to know me and you could get to know my experiences more and whatnot.
And is there a specific video that was like super scary and freaky that you love that's on your YouTube?
Yeah. So there's one where I went to the Brackenfern Manor and there was like a door that slammed, weird stuff happened. That's actually going to be featured on the Travel Channel for Paranormal Caught on Camera. So they're featuring that one.
Nice. So are they going to, is it just your video or are you going to be on there as well? Or?
So I did a whole Skype session with them. I don't know, you know, sometimes they cut things and stuff. So yeah. I don't know, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. I imagine like might have like some critics in the comments who, you know, might think that you're faking this in order to get views. What would you say to someone who, you know, is skeptical in that way to convince them?
Honestly, if you don't believe it, like I know it has a lot to do with religion and stuff and I don't ever want to get into that. If you don't believe it, that's on you, you know, just don't watch me. But if you do believe it, then here's all my evidence, you know, it's just that, like,
yeah,
you know, just straight up. It's like, if they don't believe me, that's fine. I can't force people to believe things,
right?
But I feel like people won't believe it till they experience it for themselves. And maybe if they experience it, come back to my channel and, you know, share your experiences with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed on TikTok, there are a lot of things that people are at least claiming that, you know, they kind of catch, you know, supernatural happening in their own home. There was one video with, there was like a girl on her bed and she was like maybe talking about the supernatural experience and then her closet doors.
Oh like, yeah. I saw that open. One.
And then she like runs right into the closet, like trying to like show, and there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
And I want to say like in another one, like a picture frame, like falls off the wall and like, there's nothing there, but the nail, like, I don't know. We had somebody on, who had some videos like that and it is tough, like being a skeptic and watching some of those videos, especially when they show it from different angles and like really investigate, yeah, you know, the room and the area, it leaves you kind of without a ton of explanations of what happened. When we all started this podcast, we were a lot more skeptical than we are now. This will be our 51st episode.
Ooh.
And over that time period, it's it gets harder and harder to be firm about being a skeptic about the supernatural, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just honestly something you have to experience for yourself to believe. Like, I mean, you could go believe people online and stuff, but it's like, once you experience it, it's like, okay, how do I explain that to myself? I can't really explain that, you know?
Right. So. Well, can I ask Lola one more question through the app? We'll see if she answers.
Through the Necrophonic app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here. I'm so intrigued.
I'm downloading this app as soon as we get off of this.
It's really interesting. And you could do like reverb or echo so that you could hear it better and stuff.
Interesting. Was it working like closer to her or anything like that?
No, it's just, you know, they just go to it basically.
All right, Lola, are ghosts real?
All right, Lola, she asks if ghosts are real. I said yes.
Yeah, that's really creepy. That's really creepy.
Cool. AJ.
So, I mean, part of me is still just like, okay, like I'm more prone to believe that the doll is possessed than I am to believe that an app can communicate with spirits. So I'm like, is this just like a Halloween version of Siri? But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how apps work. So.
Wait, same question, but with the rods. And then I won't make you communicate with her. That way we can debunk JJ's theory.
To test it with the rods.
All right, ready? Ready? I'll show me my thumbs. Cool. No strings. No one's in here. Okay. My fan is on, but this doesn't do that. Move with the fan. Okay, ready?
All right, Lola, are ghosts real? That looks like a resounding yes.
Yeah, those big
cross. That was like a right away yes.
Lola, do you think people should like and subscribe to the Real Hauntings podcast?
Just gonna go. Oh,
that is so nice of Lola.
Wait, Lola wants to be heard.
She does.
She wants to be heard and she wants to be known. I can't wait to spread your story, Lola. We love you so much.
Do you love them? Do you love them, Lola? Oh,
yes. For the bit, I kind of wanted it to go the other way.
Like, no. She's like,
Lola, do you think JJ should stop doing the podcast?
Oh, God.
Lola, JJ's a skeptic. Should he stop doing the podcast?
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, it someone wide. Appreciates
Lola likes
here.
You.
She likes you.
So, Kelsey, what's kind of like your end game with Lola? Is this going to be something you have in your life forever? Or are you going to eventually pass her on to somebody else? Or do you know?
I have no idea, honestly.
Need to have her cover her ears before you answer this question.
Right. I'm like, I do like her a lot. Like, I just like having her. She's interesting. When people come over, it's like something cool I have, you know? And I honestly think I'll have her for a long time. I don't think I could ever give her away, really. Like, she's like a child.
You should get one of those things like they kept Annabelle in, you know, like one of those.
A glass case? That's awful. She's yeah, like.
Annabelle probably got real pissed.
I know. Gosh. You
could sell little like old school amusement tickets for people to after that's COVID.
Horrible.
Kelsey, are you in school by chance?
I'm not. No. Oh, okay. I actually dropped out of college to do YouTube and TikTok. So,
well, that's well, congratulations.
I just kind of went for it.
I would say you got your PhD. So, congratulations.
It seems like it's working for you. I was just really hoping someday in your future you'd have to explain your haunted doll to a college roommate. But I guess
you're right.
It does make me wonder, like, if she'll ever be hostile with like another kid or another like haunted doll or you know some. Sort of presence in the house that like you are protective over because she seems really attached to you. So
yeah, well, she said that my dog haunts my house. My dog passed away like 10 years ago and she said that my dog like haunts the house. Like I asked her and she likes the dog, so
So I'm glad you brought that up, Kelsey. I saw a video on TikTok where people had one of those like I don't know what the proper term for it is, but it's like the Kinect that you hook up to the Xbox and they use it to like see movements. So they were showing it in the video, like in real time or whatever. And it was two women that were roommates, and they were seemed about like college age. And so one of the two had kind of like medium abilities where they could see spirits. And she was like, I keep seeing a dog run over here in the corner of this room. And so they kind of showed the Kinect thing and like how you can, you know, you see the little stick figure when somebody moves. So she takes that and she's like, well, where in the room do you see it? And she's like walking through and she says, right there. And as soon as she turns to that corner, you see what looks like a dog and like that green and red color shoot across the screen. And it does it like two or three times. What do you think about that kind of stuff? Because like, I haven't seen a ton of that, but I know it seems like it's becoming more popular. Have you ever messed around with that kind of thing?
There's actually an app called GhostTube, and there's a YouTuber, Amy's Crypt. She came out with it, and it does that with the Kinect dots.
Okay, maybe that's what they were using then. Can you post that to like TikTok from that app or something?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I bet that's what it was.
So you'll have to pay for it to something popped up. You'll have to pay for it to post it, but she actually had me put in a code. She like gave it to me free for promoting on my YouTube channel because I told everyone about it. I was like, this is so cool because it's really cool.
You're going to get so much ghost swag.
Yeah. And it pops up whenever it's on her. That's.
Yeah. Yeah. So like me.
Oh.
And like so, her.
That makes me think of the, you were talking about something different, Noah, right? But there's like a filter on TikTok that does that.
Oh, the reality ripple.
Yeah. Same kind of thing with that, right? It picks up movement. JJ's real skeptical about this filter.
I don't know. I'm very skeptical about all these apps.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
I love it. I want more.
So Kelsey, yeah, I did the reality ripple on her and I told her to wave and she started waving her arm, like the ripple around her. Ugh. Like it was kind of weird. I don't know. That's on my TikTok. He's like, ew.
Oh, we're going to have to go look for that one.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because if she is a spirit trapped in that doll and you do that app on it and it picks up movement and you ask her to wave her hand, she waves it and the thing on the camera waves it.
Yeah, you can see it. It's like on the left side. Like you'll see like this little like thing pop out of it. I don't know. It's really weird.
That's so, what, so cool. Kelsey, what do you think it is about you and this doll and you specifically getting into supernatural that is drawing all these people to you and your channels where you're posting all this stuff?
I have no idea. I mean, they see like, I don't know, usually like, I don't know. They usually see like people that are older doing it, you know, like rather than someone who's their age. Like there's
more
a lot of girls.
Maybe.
I guess, I don't know. I don't want to say like, cause I'm young, but it's like, there's not a lot of younger people out there that do it a lot. I do have friends who do it that are, you know, more my age, but there's not a ton out there. It's just like, I don't know. It kind of stands out, I guess, in my opinion.
And have you always been drawn to the supernatural? Like, did you always like horror movies and that kind of thing?
I liked horror movies, but I was terrified of ghosts. I was horrified when I was little. Like that was my biggest fear was ghosts. And then once I started doing all this and like, I was pretty skeptical still, but I would still like run up my stairs when I turned on the light off the lights, like run upstairs and stuff. Once I started doing it and experiencing things, I was like, they're not, ghosts aren't bad. They're not so bad. I mean, the demons aren't very nice, but.
Yeah, we try to stay away from the D. So when you're out in public, you know, living your life, how often do you see like spirits or apparitions just like day to day?
Well, I don't necessarily see them. I can hear them sometimes. People think they're like, oh, you're schizo. Like you hear these things. I'm like, no, like, cause I catch it on camera too. I'll be recording. I'll be like, I heard a whisper. And then on the camera, it's like a whisper. So right. It's like, I don't necessarily see them. I wish I did. Like, that'd be really cool. But I do feel them and hear them. And I could just walk into like a room or something or a building and just feel it. Like you feel it. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because I know JJ has this question a lot, but like if you had to describe it, how would you describe that sensation or feeling that you get when there is paranormal around you?
You can feel where, have you ever met a person and they're really negative and you just have this feeling like I don't know, you could just feel their negativity. I don't know if you've ever felt that.
Honestly thought you were going to say, have you ever met a person and, you know, fallen in love and you feel that?
And the birds and the bees. That's honestly the best way I can describe it. If there's like a positive energy, like a cool person, like that you're talking to and they're so positive and you feel it, you're like, yeah, like vibing with them. That's kind of what I feel, but there's no one in front of me doing that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's a good way to explain it.
Yeah. I'm like, that's the best way I think I could explain it.
And it makes sense. I mean, you mentioned earlier that you struggle with anxiety and that kind of thing. And I think that's just being heightened with your senses as well.
Yeah. It's so overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
Because like I dream of things and then they happen too. So like,
dude, me too. Yeah. Do you feel like you're an empath?
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like the supernatural stuff has been so fascinating. I think there were a lot of things that I used to ignore and just write off. And we've had so many guests tell us like, stop ignoring those things mm-hmm. that are weird, like dig into that a little bit. Yeah. And you do, but like, it is a little scary and intimidating to naturally push away from the skepticism that kind of keeps you in that normal realm of everyday life.
It's just being human, you know, it's unknown. It's something we don't know about. Our instinct is to ignore it like that didn't happen, but once you start doing it, like, you I don't know, it's just so different. You see the world differently.
Yeah, next thing you know, you got a haunted doll laying on your bed speaking through an app on a phone.
She just stayed there the whole time though.
Yeah, she's chilling.
Very peaceful.
Likes you guys.
She's cool.
She's just chilling.
Does she hate that song? Whatever Lola wants.
I've never even heard that song. She'd probably like it.
Lola gets.
I was about to say, I don't know that song either.
I know. I'm like, I don't know it though. I thought you were going to sing the WAP or something.
I know like the song that's like Lola.
Lola. Her name was Lola.
Yeah.
She did the cha-cha with blue fire in her eyes.
Yeah. And then there's the hello, ole, Lola.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No.
Oh my God.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit of Lola with us and your story and everything. We certainly want to send our fans your way so they can check out all your content. Would you mind giving out your YouTube, Instagram, and your TikTok for us?
Yeah, hold on one second. Mom, I'm doing an interview.
Oh, sorry.
I'd love something. Can you make rice and gravy?
Mm.
Please, Mama.
I love that. Oh,
what a real moment. That's the most wholesome shit that has ever happened on this podcast.
I love my mommy. I was living away from her for a long time. Then I moved back here because of COVID. I wasn't making enough money. So now she makes me dinner and stuff. I'm like, why did I move away? This is nice. So my Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok are the same name. It's Kelsey Davies with two I's and two S's. So it's KelsiiDaviess. And then my YouTube is just Kelsey Davies, just my name.
Awesome. I know you've had some things that have gotten like millions and millions of views. What's your favorite video that you have on TikTok right now with the paranormal?
Oh my gosh. Well, I did the dowsing rod one today. That was entertaining. Just my reaction to it was like kind of funny. I was like, whoa. It's like, because I do drunk ghost hunting videos too. And it kind of reminded me of that. Those are my favorite ones on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. How has the pandemic affected the kind of content that you put up? Has it affected you at all or not really?
It has, just because like collaborations, we can't like do a lot of them. You know, some people are weird about COVID and stuff. Obviously, I get it. And then just like hotels and stuff, we can't go and stay in haunted hotels and stuff like that. But we do go to where we can. There's like haunted restaurants that I wanted to film at, but they're closed and stuff. Like, yeah. So it's a little difficult, but we do figure it out, definitely.
It'd be interesting if you ever found out like if Lola has, you know, childhood or even just from her lifetime spirits that are still like out there that she wanted to like reconnect with. And that kind of thing.
Cool. I definitely want to ask her that.
Okay, wait.
Trying to get a chick flick for Lola. Where
I'm
like
so ready for Lola to be reunited with her love or her family. I don't know. Okay, listen to this.
No.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Lola, do you like this song?
And little man, little Lola wants you.
I just want you to start levitating, like a
It just starts floating.
That has to be the theme song for Lola's podcast when it comes out. You know?
Oh my god, I didn't even know that was a song. Wait.
Yeah, it's just called Whatever Lola Wants. It's by Sarah Vaughan.
Dude, I'm still using that at the beginning of this episode, you even though should. We shouldn't, that... because if we ever do get monetized, they're going to be
copyright. No. Demonetized. <Yeah.
laughs> Well, Kelsey, we're definitely going to be following your story on TikTok. I just put together our own TikTok, which is just at Real Hauntings Podcast. And we try to play clips from some of the interviews we've done. I'm attempting to do like the trendy videos with a little claymation ghost.
Oh, he's so awesome.
Oh, how cool. Here, I'm going to follow you right now.
We're definitely going to be all up in your videos seeing what Lola's up to, because this has been a really cool interview.
Yeah, for sure. And if you guys want to do other interviews, if crazy stuff happens.
Absolutely. I would love to have you back on and do like some guest stuff with like other supernatural people.
Oh, that's something fun. You've been to. That'd be really cool. Sure. Yeah, I'd definitely be down. I just followed you guys on TikTok.
Kat, where's our little ghost guy? Can you bring him back up again?
Oh, this guy? He's a little dirty from his... I did that video that was like, oh, what's the one where you point out all the things that's about you and you're like, oh, that's my type, that one.
Oh,
claim out really well.
So yeah, Kat does some really cool claymation stuff. Yeah, so she did one with, you know.
Oh, how cool. That's freaking awesome.
We'll see if I can impress the TikTok world.
I'm impressed already. That's cool.
We're branching out at the Real Hauntings podcast.
I'm going to take a picture of us for my Instagram. Ready? Yay.
Super cool. Well, great.
All right,
bye,
cool.
Lola. I'm so sad to say bye to Lola. She's really like a friendly presence. I can feel her.
She is. She's like not scary or anything.
Yeah, super cool. Well, Kelsey, Lola, thank you both so much for coming onto the podcast. And
thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we hope to do some more creative, fun, cool content with you guys.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Lola. Oh my gosh, that was so cool.
Wow.
JJ's like tuned out, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like we really pushed the envelope of what JJ's comfortable with when the supernatural. Kat and I are just like geeking out over this doll and everything. JJ's like, I don't know about this, guys.
I mean, I did get to ask a ghost some yes or no questions. So that was pretty exciting. So, you know, I don't know. I want to think that Lola is really possessed and that we communicate with ghosts, but I don't know if it's true or not.
So JJ, if you had to have one toy or doll or like non-living entity to be haunting in your life, what would you choose? Would it be like something from your childhood, like from the 90s, or like what would be your go-to haunted toy?
I'm gonna bring it.
You have it
on the camera. It's not haunted, but I would want it to
yet
be. Where are you getting?
I'll go get it.
Oh,
Kat, do you know the same question to you? If there was one thing you had to have that was haunted, do you know what it would be?
What is JJ getting? What would I get? Oh yeah, I mean, this was my mom's sister's jewelry box, and she died when she was like 20. And it's pretty old and fun looking. Oh yeah, wait, don't show yours yet.
Oh, I love those kind of jewelry boxes. Yeah, that's
and,
super cool.
And see if you can recognize the song.
It's, what is it? It's on the top of my head. I can't call it though.
Her name was Lola.
No. oh, well, hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly.
Oh, yeah, I never would have guessed.
Yeah.
For the audience, it was the kind of jewelry box where it looks like a chest drawer and it's got the separate drawers on it. And then the top opens up and the drawers slide open. Very like vintage and old haunty looking. So I agree. That would be haunted if something was going to be haunted. Okay, yeah. JJ, what is this big reveal of what you've gone to get for?
I want you to describe exactly what you see to the audience.
Okay. So it's like the Captain Moby Dick or whatever. Is that who that guy is?
I don't know if he's a specific character, but my grandmother has a collection of these. I think they're gravy pitchers. You can see the inside's hollowed out. Oh.
But, do you ever eat cereal out of it, or you just keep pins in it?
I found my lipstick in it.
I think I drank a beer out of it once when I was in college. My grandma would love to know that. But she had a collection of these. When we moved her into an assisted living facility, all the grandkids got to take one. So I have, mine's a sea captain, and it pours gravy out of his hat. And then the handle of the mug is a very naked mermaid with her hand covering her genitals. So I call this my mermaid masturbation mug.
Oh, dear. Well, all right. I don't even know where to go from there. Kat, what do you think about that? Do you enjoy his mermaid masturbation mug?
I think she is just chilling with her hand on her fin. And she's not masturbating.
I don't know. She looks pretty blissed out, so...
Oh, yeah, dear.
She's also like kitty. It's really cute. Oh, I love it. It's so great. It's my favorite.
It sounds like it. I think if I had something, it would be the Stretch Armstrong doll. I guess it's a doll. But I always wanted one of those as a kid, and I never got one. So I think I'd like to have one now that had some kind of spirit stuck in it or something.
What is that? What's a Stretch Armstrong?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, JJ, aren't, well, you're a little younger than me. What are you, like 30?
He's very old. He is 30.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kind of like a Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, so his like arms and, you know, everything. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
It would be fun to have a haunted Stretch Armstrong.
You could, like, yeah, see the arms stretch up.
You.
I mean, I will say, like, Kelsey was super chill about having this alleged haunted doll in her home. I mean, I know she said that it's like a pleasant, good spirit and stuff, but I mean, I guess if she really believes that it like pulled the wheel of her steering wheel to keep her from having a wreck and things like that, that's helped her believe this thing is friendly. But if I had anything in my home that I thought was haunted like that, I don't think I would keep it in my home.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, the doll seemed nice to me.
Yeah, I liked her a lot. I felt really like, just like warm and wholesome by the end of that podcast. And
yeah,
I'd like to thank Lola for that.
Clearly she was, you know, helping us promote the podcast, telling our listeners to subscribe, download, comment.
Yeah, Lola loves Real Hauntings Podcast.
And if you guys don't do all those things, I'm not saying you're going to get haunted by Lola, but you might.
Okay. Real question or yeah, I guess it's a question. Will you guys do me a favor and tonight download that app that she showed us, and then we'll all report back on the next podcast of what spirit noises we heard in our home and what they said.
What was it called again? Necro something?
Necro something. Yeah, I'm sure we can Google it.
I tried Googling it and got some real weird results. So I'm going to let you find it and then you let
it. Just do not Google necrophilia, whatever you do.
Hold on.
I don't know if there's an app for that, but it's not
what we do. I'll find it now.
Oh, Kelsey just tagged us on Instagram and said, sorry, I cut JJ out. It's probably Lola.
All right, let's see. I'm going to do Necro app talk to the dead. Ghost talk with Necrophonic app. So it's Necrophonic.
Say that again.
Necrophonic, Necrophonic.
Got it.
So let's all tonight download it. And audience, we want you guys to download it too. Granted, we're not sponsored by this app, so hopefully nothing bad happens to any of us. But I think it'll be fun if we all download it, we all report back what creepy stuff we hear from our house. Maybe we won't hear anything. You know, maybe there are no ghosts. Maybe it's all just fake and, you know, we're being, what do you call it? What's a rubes, I guess? That's not a bad thing, right? You can say that.
Huh? Right, you're so hip with the today's lingo.
Shut up. We'll get us all out of here on this. So we had Kelsey on and she shared all this stuff with us. Would you guys want that in your life if you could have it? Or would you rather just experience that through other people?
It kind of feels like a big commitment to have a haunted doll. Because, like, I don't know, it's sort of like having a pet that never dies, which sounds great, in a ghost form, I don't know. So yeah, I guess I would rather just have a friend with a haunted doll, and I can be like the haunted doll's fun uncle who doesn't have the responsibility but can still have my personal ghost experiences.
Yeah, I think haunted dolls are like boats. You just want to know somebody that has one so you don't have to keep up with the maintenance and the upkeep of the doll or the boat.
I can get you a good deal on the boat.
Oh God, all right. With that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat.
Ooh.